KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know God loves me. I know God is good. I know God is gracious. I know God is faithful. And I know God will not leave me. He said, I will not leave you. That's what his commitment is. I will never. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That means that you can know you will not be abandoned no matter how bad things get. He's going to be right there with you. He gave us his word. He said, I'll be with you in trouble. How many of you know he right there in the midnight hour? Glory to God. Paul and Silas got put in jail, didn't they? They got beat up, didn't they? For their faith in God, right? Did God leave them? No, he didn't leave them. Guess what they decided to do? At midnight, the Bible says, Paul and Silas, Acts chapter 16. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and what? Sang praises. They prayed and they sang praises in the midnight hour. And God manifested his presence, didn't he? Earthquake came. And the earthquake didn't just come to tear up stuff. That earthquake came to loose their bonds. That earthquake came to set them free. That earthquake came because a man got saved in his whole household. And not just Paul and Silas, but God demonstrated his goodness to all of them men there. They in jail for doing something wrong. Not Paul and Silas, but a lot of them people in jail, they're there because they deserve to be there. And God loosed their bonds. Set them free. The presence of God was so strong in that prison that when all them prison doors flew open, did nobody leave. You know that's a miracle. People plotting on how to get out of there. You know you're in jail, you get think all day long, you think about how you can get out of there. Yeah, but then when the opportunity came, they couldn't leave because they were arrested by the presence of God. And the jailer came in, and he's trembling. Sirs, you know what's on his mind? What must I do to be saved? Oh, you got, man, you serve a God that what I got to do to get right with him? You know Paul and Silas didn't preach before they sang and prayed. That man took them out of jail, took them to his house, bandaged them up. Paul and Silas preached Christ to him. What do I have to do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved in your whole house. So his whole household got saved, and then to keep that man from getting in trouble, Paul and Silas went back to the jail. So that the next morning when they came in, they was all there. They could have just took off right there and gone. No, they went back to the jail because they knew that they wasn't going to be abandoned by God. They understood that there was a power with them, a presence with them. The presence of God was with them whether they felt him or not. Presence of God ain't based on a feeling. The presence of God is based on an inward knowing that you have. You just got to know he with me. I don't feel him right now. I don't care if you feel him or don't. He's still there. Because he gave his word. And he's faithful to his word. He cannot walk away from you. He have said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen. So say this here, God is always with me. Well, I feel his presence or not. Now, if you get hung up on feeling, you're going to be like a yo-yo, up and down. You'll be like on a roller coaster, peaks and valleys. Because you can't always feel his presence. He don't always make his presence known through your senses. But in your heart, you can know that he's with you just because he said he would be. Amen. Most of everybody that the Lord used in the Bible, he gave them his solid word. He made a solemn oath to them. I will be with you. When he called Moses going to Egypt, Moses said he tried to disqualify himself. I can't talk. I'm not qualified. I don't meet it. I don't meet the bill. And the Lord said, I'm going to be with you. When he sent Joshua into the promised land, he told Joshua, just like I was with Moses, so will I be with you. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. He said, Joshua, I ain't going to let you down. So I know, that's another thing I know. He will not leave me. God spoke that to me so strong. Y'all know the story. One night he said, Greg, I will not abandon you. And I just received it. I just accepted that. I said, I wasn't sure that was him, because I'm standing there and I'm praying over people around the altar, praying for the pastor, praying for the people. And I heard that. I will not abandon you. And I turned to look. I thought somebody was standing there on the steps of the sound booth. Wasn't nobody there. So I asked the question. I said, what did you say? I asked again. He said, I said, I will not abandon you. And boy, I had that word. I went over those words in my head. Just thought about them for a second. Just thought, I will not abandon you. What does that mean? I said, was that me? Is that the Lord? I said, well, I'm thinking. I said, if that had been me, I would have used the word forsake. I wouldn't have used the word abandon. I said, this must be the Lord. Then I said, what does abandon mean? Abandon means to leave one, to leave. It means to leave one to his own means. It means to be left without aid or support. You abandon something, that means you walk away from it. You leave it without aid or support. And then when I understood that, I said, this is what he's telling me. He's not going to leave me without aid or support. He's not going to walk off of me. He's not going to leave me to fend for myself. I'm not going to be left alone. He's going to be there supplying what I need. And then I said, okay. Close my eyes. Okay, I got it. And it's like that word went from my soul, just dropped down into my heart. And I felt it. Boom! Got it. I said, I got it. I got it, Lord. I got it. I received it. I got it. And after that, I wouldn't even entertain the thought of being left alone. I would not even entertain the thought of not having enough. And peace came on me. That's what happened when you receive the word. Peace come into your soul. Then I couldn't worry about nothing. Still didn't have no more answers than what I had when he said it. Still didn't know what I was going to do in the natural. I ain't had no more answers after that word than I had when I started. But I had a word from God that contained everything I needed. And when I received it, I received the peace, the wisdom, and everything just set in motion. It just set some stuff in motion in my life. And I believed, and I told CeCe, and she got an agreement with it. I said, CeCe, he said he wouldn't abandon us. And we believed it. You got to believe that he will not leave you. You just got to believe that. Say, God will not abandon. All right, say it like you mean it now. Say, he won't leave me nor forsake me. He with me when I can't feel him. I have a fella that come by here from time to time. My heart go out to him. But I recognize that until he really believed the word, he going to be like a dog chasing his tail, going around in circles. Because every time he come here, he in the same circle. I said, man, why don't you just believe what God told you? And guess what he tell me? But, man, I just don't feel him. I just don't feel God. I should feel something. I just don't feel God. I'm supposed to feel something. And I tell him over and over, I say, look, faith is not a feeling. I said, man, why don't you just put your feet down and just believe that, you know, he doubting whether he's saved, doubting whether God loves him, doubting whether God is with him, because he just don't have a feeling that he thinks he ought to have. I said, man, you're never going to get it.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Strongholds are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion beginning September 8th through the 11th. This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. We're going to saturate ourselves for 4 days and nights in the Word of God and see God perform His Word with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. This will be 4 days of power, 4 days of revelation, 4 days of healing, 4 days of building our faith in the Word of God. Our special guest ministers are Reverend Greg Green from Baton Rouge, Reverend Larry Brown from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Pastor Robert Little from New Orleans. These ministers will bring a fresh revelation of God's Word with power and demonstration. You don't want to miss these life-changing meetings as we allow God to speak to us from His Word. Service times are Thursday through Saturday at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. nightly, and on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Everyone is invited. You don't want to miss this explosion. Plan now to attend the Word Explosion beginning September 8th through the 11th at the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. For more information, call 318-442-8100 or visit our website at thewordcc.com.
Get ready for an explosion of the Word of God. I look forward to seeing you there, and may God richly bless you.
The Word Christian Center is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
We have a great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
Awesome.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Jesus. Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. Johnny Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel,
This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
God bless you as we go to the Word of the Lord. Bring your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 26, and the A portion of that verse. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh for this wonderful opportunity to hear from you. Speak to our hearts, minister to us right where we are, and lift us from this place to the place you would have us to be. Give us understanding and illumination about your word. And then give us the power to practice the principles that we shall learn from your word. That when we practice them, we shall profit from them. And be ever so careful to give you all praise. Now we thank you in advance for what you've chosen to say to us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. From the book of Acts, chapter 26, and the A portion of verse 2, it simply says, I think myself happy. You may be seated. I think myself happy. Say that with me if you're not mad this morning. I think myself happy. One more time. I think myself happy. Happy. Now give the Lord a hand of praise in this house. What an interesting, fascinating word we have before us today that Paul is speaking to the believers' faith and challenging us in trying times and gives us a helpful, holy hint as how to handle the issues of life in such a way that regardless of where we physically find ourselves in and at, we are able with the ability to use the faculties of our thought processes, lift ourselves up above and beyond whatever we're going through. Paul says, I think myself happy. Loaded is this expression, explosive and powerful is this phrase. I think myself happy. I mean, just right off the bat, what Paul says, it really doesn't matter what you think. Think myself happy. And may I say to you, my brothers and sisters, there will be experiences in this life when you're going to have to depend on you, nobody but you, and you can't always think that other folk will think the best for you. Sometimes you've got to all by yourself think yourself happy. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. You can't expect others to always lift you to a better place than where you are. For those of you who don't know the story, it would do you well to read chapters 25 and 26, and you'll discover Paul is being charged with many things according to the Jews, And he is preparing himself for the greatest trial of his life. And one of the interesting things about this is that Paul has a unique perspective concerning the issues and the trials that he is enduring and about to endure. And this is what I wanted to share with you. Not so much the whole historical account of the story. It'll do you well to read it so that you'll understand it and understand all that Paul went through. But here is the premise that I want you to gather and to gain today from this word. No matter what your greatest trials, your greatest tribulations, your greatest situations are, you've got to know that you have the ability to rise above them according to your faith. You've got to understand, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what you're going through or where your present position may be. You've got the ability to think yourself happy. Notice this is the same Paul that said, I found in whatsoever state I am in therewith to be content. This is a man who understands the challenges of life and realized that every day down here is not going to be a day filled with joy and happiness because of the happenings of this world. But when he looks from the inside out rather than from the outside in, that there is a difference in what he sees. You see, you can choose to see the glass half empty, or you can choose to see the glass half full. It depends on what you think. What are some of the things that cause your mental faculty to work in your favor? How do you get the ability to be able to reason, to consider? Because this word think in several translations is translated as consider. I consider. Some translations translate the word reckon. I reckon. So it would read for consider, I consider myself happy. But also, those who use the word consider also use one of the other words for happy. Happy is also translated as privileged, as fortunate, as blessed. So they would say, I consider myself fortunate, or I consider myself blessed, or I consider myself, as he goes on and says again these words, privileged. And so it's important to recognize that whether he says I reckon myself privileged, blessed, or fortunate, what he's still saying is it's the way I look at the situation and not necessarily the way the situation looks at me. You see, my brothers and sisters, what a powerful principle